Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Keep It Simple with Miss Lalita Dorinda Williams, the author of Be Strong, Stay Strong, and Escape from Hateland. My most recent publications is a series entitled Contemplating a Sip of Satan's Sweet Tea. All of them have the same title, but different sub-headers. Well, today's Keep It Simple series episode is entitled, Oh, If Only I Loved You More. And the reason why I decided to label today's Keep It Simple series episode, Oh, If Only Loved You More, is because sometimes us, especially those who are carnal Christians or those who are not Bible believers, sometimes we feel like loving a person is just literally yielding to how we feel, what we're going through physically, and wanting to express it physically, when that may not always be the case, especially when you are single and you're like totally feeling a person. Yeah, you know where I'm going, right? And it feels right, and you want to yield to it because it just feels right, and you know that you and a person will quote unquote benefit from reacting and responding to it. But I submit to you this. If you really love the person, especially when you are a Bible believer, even if you're a backslidden Christian and you know you're not supposed to do it, sometimes loving a person more means not acting on how you feel and what you feel like doing when you're in their company and their presence. Because if you go ahead and hold out, it's so much easier to hold out on others if you happen to marry that person. If nothing takes place with the two of you being together in an intimate fashion and they decide to go on, then that's their loss, because at least you didn't give yourself to a person and they still go. At least you kept yourself to yourself. And that way, if they went, fine by me, baby, go right ahead, you can go ahead and leave. But if you gave yourself and they left, that just makes you feel double stupid. That's just how I look at it. And so the reason why I brought that particular topic up is because a few episodes ago, all of you heard me at one point moan and groan and whine about the person that I was in love with, and he still has a special place in my heart. I am not gonna sit here and lie and act like someone who has not done me wrong, someone who has never said a harsh word to me to my knowledge, or at least to my face. Was always, he basically spoke my love language. We spoke each other's love languages. And when you cross the path of someone who speaks your love language and you speak his, it's like heaven on earth. It was just the fact that we were super young, as I've shared before. But I wanted to share about how I wish I loved you more, because I actually yielded to the gratifications of the flesh. And yes, we're talking over 20 years ago, but sometimes me thinking back to me yielding to that, it's like a sore spot there, because I was a backslidden Christian, grew up in church, that's all I knew. I knew better. He was a backslidden Christian as well, but yet he was looking to find a way to reconnect with Christ, and I truly did not help him whatsoever in that endeavor, period. And I would just wonder, like, what if I just loved him enough, loved him more than what I was feeling, knew how to not gratify the lust of the flesh, and if I knew how to tell myself no and not do what I wanted to do, how that may have changed things. And I'm not talking about us possibly being together, because he appears to be a happily married man, and I am so happy for him and his blushing bride. May they continue to enjoy years and moments of heaven on earth, in Jesus' name, amen. But I just think back to the times where there were times where I just kept to myself, not so much with him, but in other relationships, but with him particularly, because I used to always talk about how much I loved him, and I know how much he loved me. But if I really loved him, I should have sacrificed what I thought I wanted and not yield. Till this day, that is still something that crosses my mind, that lets me know I really did not love him. I was using him to gratify the lust of the flesh, under the guise that I loved him. And I did end up falling for him. But if I really, really, really did love him the way I know the Word of God says that we should love the person, love waits. And so the fact that I was not willing to wait whatsoever lets me know I genuinely did not love him. I have found that even when I was married, and now that I'm single, I have found that if a person genuinely loved me, they will wait. There will be boundaries in place, just like a gate, a door, a lock, and a key, where no one can cross that boundary unless they have purchased a house so that they can enter the gate and they have a key to enter the home. So with that being said, I know this is a serious challenge for those in the community, especially now with this music and, oh my gosh, people walking around half dressed and things like that. Hey, no judgments on here, but here I am dressed sometimes like a nanny from the 1800s, and it's turning heads. Not so much that it's awkward to see a young lady wearing a long dress and who's covered up, not showing any cleavage, but the fact that men are just overly sexualized with all of this imagery on social media, in movies, on the street, in the grocery store, on billboards, on magazines, and then to actually see a woman who's fully clothed, I have found that it really turns them on, because it ignites the mystery of a man looking at a woman the way he should. And that's in the way of a mystery, not just seeing all of the meat out where you already know what you're getting, but wondering what's actually there. So with that being said, homework assignment, I know it's easier said than done. You truly need to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost for real, for real, in order to keep down the flesh. Willpower will only take you so far. Other than that, you need the Word of God. You need to change what you think about, meditate on. And the reason why I brought that up is because I was super cool, straight with how I'm feeling. Like, yes, I could be single forever if I really wanted to, because I'm so loving it. And I just happened to go to Home Depot to pick up some items for some DIYs I was doing around my home, because I'm currently in the process of making my home feel like I'm literally in a novel, or if I'm at a spa, since I'm working from home approximately 3 days a week. It's like I have a set spot where I work, but then once I turn around from that spot, I just want to feel like I'm in an oasis. And so I'm currently in the process of doing that on a budget, because that's just how Lolita rolls. And they happen to have this artist playing in Home Depot, and I was just all of these emotions about relationships and how I felt about that person just came flooding back, because this artist that they were playing in Home Depot was my favorite artist during the time I was with my one and only, and my I almost want to say first love. And if I tell you the name of this artist, some of the ladies may be like, oh my gosh. Some of the guys may be like, oh man, really? This artist was Maxwell. Yes, they were playing Maxwell. The title of that song that they were playing was Lifetime. And as soon as I heard that song, it automatically just made me feel like, I need to be in a relationship. I need to be held. I need to be this, that, kissed, cuddled, whatever. And I was fine. I was straight. I was not thinking about no relationship whatsoever. I was just thinking about hanging up my drapery in my home. But when they played that song, my attention instantly shifted to wanting to be held, hugged, and cuddled. Oh my gosh. And so I actually thought about it and I'm like, wow. I was like, along with the nudity and the attire and things like that, I'm like, this is why people be feeling lonely. This is why people are always trying to get booed up. This is why someone is able to go from one relationship to another, to another, to another, because they're listening to this music that that's pushing you in that direction that you gotta be with someone. You know, you can't be by yourself and content. You gotta be hugged up with your lifelong partner. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Once I was able to get out of there, I went ahead and looked up the video so I could actually see what was going on. And I never noticed the tarot cards that was in that video. Like, Maxwell, really, boo? How could you do that to me? Didn't notice that before. And then when I read the lyrics, I saw that it was almost like he was struggling as well with, okay, do I hold back and not reach out for a relationship and play it safe, or should I just go ahead and step out and try? And he kept saying, you know what, I'm not going to let life pass me by. I'm going to step out and try. And so when I thought about that, I'm like, you know what, Lalita, I am not about to let life pass me by with the things that I desire to do in life. One of which is continuing to finish getting my audiobooks recorded. But this time, rather than hiring out other individuals to do it, I will be doing it on my own, because I have found through surveys that if a author wrote a book and it has a lot of details pertaining to their life, the general audience automatically wants to hear the voice of that author. They don't want to hear the voice of a paid actor or actress, because they feel that only the author knows where there was a high or low point that was not written in the storyline. Only the author know when there was a inside joke that wasn't hinted on in the writing, but you can tell by the fluctuation of the voice as the author reflects on things that transpired in their life. And so I'm stepping out on faith rather than me just sitting back and saying, oh, well, I don't have the money to do it. Yes, I do. Or no, I don't have the time to do it. Yes, I do. Or no, I don't know what I do. No, I don't know what to do. Yes, I do. Because I just didn't want to spend the money. I did not want to set aside the time. I did not want to try to go ahead and research what products, what items, what things to purchase in order to fulfill this dream. So I went ahead, stepped out on faith, went ahead and got the necessary equipment to get started on what I need to do, testing different mics, testing different interfaces, even testing the cords for Pete's sake, boom arms, you name it, sitting while speaking or standing while speaking or being on a stool in a closet or in an open room. I've tried it all just to find out what actually works. So I hope this Keep It Simple series episode for the week has helped. If you would like to know more about me, you can follow me on a plethora of avenues. On Instagram, which is God Given University Pub LLC, or you can check out my God Given University Publishing authors page, which is on Facebook. You can also follow, Facebook is the publisher page, and Be Strong, Stay Strong is the author page on Facebook. Last but not least, I do have two web pages. One is lalitawilliams.com, which is lalitawilliams.com, as well as ggupllc.wordpress.com. Well, until I record again, cast all of your cares upon Jesus Christ, because he cares for you, and stay prayerful. It changes things for real. And homework assignment, learn to just pull back from yielding to your flesh. And the only way you can do that is by accepting Christ as your Savior and watching what you see and what you hear, especially what you continue to think on. Be blessed.